Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Slavery is and always has been an abominable institution. But God allowed His own people to serve as slaves in Egypt for more than 400 years. God was using a heathen nation to punish the Israelites for their rebellion against His law. Many hundreds of years later, God punished the Jews by bringing the mighty Babylonian army against Israel. It was shameful that God had to use pagan nations to discipline His own people, but there is no doubt He did. Yet in both cases, the Egyptian bondage and the Babylonian exile, God promised to bring His people back to their own land. God instructed Moses to tell the Israelite elders that the time for leaving Egypt was at hand. God had seen the affliction of the Hebrews and would deliver them. Moses and the elders were to visit the king of Egypt and tell him, "The Lord God of the Hebrews has met with us. Now let us go, we beseech you, 3 days' journey into the wilderness, that we may sacrifice to the Lord our God." Exodus 3:16-18. The demand of Moses and the elders of Israel may have seemed like a joke to Pharaoh. How brazen for a band of unarmed and unorganized people to demand anything of the greatest nation on earth. Pharaoh controlled the mightiest army on the face of God's earth, and the Hebrews controlled none. When God commanded Moses and the Jewish elders to go before Pharaoh and ask for their freedom, the Lord said, "I am sure that the king will not let you go, no, not by a mighty hand." Exodus 3:19. God knew the thoughts of the Pharaoh's heart. So why did He tell Moses and the elders to ask for permission to leave? God knew Pharaoh's stubbornness and would provide him an opportunity to show the Israelites, the Egyptians, and all subsequent generations just how powerful God is. God said to Moses, "I will stretch out my hand and smite Egypt with all my wonders, which I will do in the midst thereof, and after that he will let you go." Exodus 3:20. God enabled Moses to perform many miracles to prove that he was God's messenger. I shall not enumerate today the many miracles God performed to convince both the Israelites and the Egyptians that God's hand was in the process of freeing the Jews from Egyptian bondage. But the miracle should have convinced Pharaoh that God was determined that His people would leave Egypt and go to the land God had promised to their fathers. We know how hard-hearted the Pharaoh was, but we also know that God prevailed. The Israelites were eventually freed from their bondage. This great story in the Old Testament provides me with an opportunity to talk to you briefly about miracles. Are you disturbed about the so-called miracles you see on television? Do you believe that the preachers who engage in faith healing are actually healing people? They may be sincere, and the people who attend their meetings may be sincere, but they are not healing anyone miraculously. I did not say they were not healing anyone, but they're not healing them supernaturally. When people are disturbed and think they are sick, if you can convince them they are healed, in some cases the problems go away. This is called psychosomatic healing. I heard Benny Hinn say that such healing was also a miracle. The truth is, voodoo healers and psychics perform the same kinds of healing. They make no pretense of having the power of the God of the Bible. Their clients are healed by mind processes, not by the miraculous power of God. Genuine miracles were designed to confirm the preaching of the apostles and in the Old Testament of the great prophets of God. Their word has already been confirmed. We no longer need the miracles, and we no longer have them, whatever the faith healers say. My friends, we thank you for listening today. May our Heavenly Father continue to bless and keep you.